A new research partnership between MBCC and Black Lives Matter New Brunswick will examine systemic racism in the province over the summer. MBCC will investigate New Brunswick's healthcare, education, social development, and justice sectors and determine what needs to be changed to make the province more racially equitable. President and CEO of Black Lives Matter New Brunswick, Matthew Martin, says the findings of this research will establish data-based benchmarks to determine next steps for dismantling anti-Black systemic racism.
So this project really is focusing on, you know, systemic Black racism and discrimination. So our top priority is to establish benchmarks. So really, we're focusing on four sectors: our education, our health, our justice, and our social development sector. Mm-hmm. And we're looking for benchmarks in regards to, you know, if we look at our education field, what's the representation for Black teachers, or what's our education outcomes in regards to our white classmates? So really, we don't have a priority. What we're looking to do is just establish those benchmarks that don't currently exist. Currently, there's nothing that's really established in regards to any type of benchmarks in New Brunswick for really any type of racialized group. So we are focusing on the systemic Black discrimination and racism, and we want to create those benchmarks because we've seen that gap is missing. So that's what we're focusing on now, is creating those entry benchmarks, mm-hmm. finding out what they are, and then we can move forward and see how, as a province, we can move forward and be a more equitable place to live.
Okay, gotcha. So after the research is completed this fall, what happens with your findings?
So with that finding, we are going to, Black Lives Matter New Brunswick is going to create some recommendations for each of these four sectors, and we hope, as well as, you know, individual organizations take a look at this information as well and you know, creates their own recommendations as well.
Martin will be involved in the study from start to finish, providing insight and overseeing NBCC's research. NBCC will approach New Brunswick's healthcare, education, social development, and justice sectors with the hopes to answer what the key indicators of systemic Black racism in New Brunswick are, how these indicators affect policies and practices within those sectors, what practices currently exist in New Brunswick communities that alleviate systemic Black racism, and how those practices inform policies and procedures across communities and sectors in the province. The research will be complete by the fall of this year, which is a timeline Martin is optimistic about. He says that this research and its findings are really about the big picture and will be a stepping stone to improving the quality of life for Black New Brunswickers.
So I think we kind of have to look at it big picture. Yeah. And if we go back a few years, you know, we look at Minister Holder's press release on the population growth strategy for New Brunswick. I'm a big believer that immigration is going to be what keeps New Brunswick sustainable and where what's going to keep our economy moving forward. But I also see, as someone who lives here, that our quality of life isn't great. Mm. And there's a lot of issues. And one of those issues is systemic discrimination and racism. So for me, when we look at our province and we want to maintain an 85% retention rate, we have to look at the quality of life of living. And without having these benchmarks, we don't know anything, really. So my hope is, you know, we establish these benchmarks, we can have a province that is equitable, that we are meeting our retention rates as a province. You know, we're meeting our economic goals. But I think first, before we can focus on those things, we need to focus on our quality of life. And I hope that this study will show us where we're lacking, and we can move forward from it. This is an important project that needs to happen. You know, systemic racism and discrimination is such a huge issue within New Brunswick. It's a problem that people don't realize how big it is. And this study is really just such a small portion of it. And, you know, it just creating those benchmarks, we're you know, excited to see our results and then take those results and move forward and establish a better quality of life.
Martin is excited for the partnership with the government and NBCC and says that it's a real concrete step towards addressing and dismantling systemic racism within the province. The report will be presented and revisited this fall.